Thank you, Roy. And now back to the news. Norwich City Concert Band will be bringing the proms to Mile Cross Methodist Church next month, with proceeds going towards local charities. The event will be held on September the 10th from 7:30pm to 9pm, when Norwich City Concert Band, conducted by Brian Dermott, will be performing traditional songs from the last night of the proms. Event organiser and Mile Cross Church steward Annie Thompson said, "It's going to be a great night and I hope lots of people come along and enjoy a really good sing." Norwich City Concert Band conductor Mr. Dermott said, "When we were asked to put on the show, we jumped at the chance, especially on proms night. We love to play music that people enjoy hearing and singing too, so people will be able to come along and warm up their voices at our live prom show before nipping home to enjoy the second half of the Albert Hall prom. Tickets are £8, inclusive of refreshments, and are available from Annie Thompson on 01603 477 403 or annie.thompson@ntlworld.com.
A sports and social club, with 6 decades of history behind it, has confirmed it is finally to fold after dwindling usage meant it had been losing money for years. Bowls and tennis clubs which play at Gerald's Heath Crescent site in Hillsdon are now looking for a new home after the news it would shut its doors at the start of September. When the family-run firm set up the club in the early 1950s, it was regularly used by employees and their families, but in the decades since, membership has waned and the club, which is home to a football pitch, 2 tennis courts and a bowls green, is running at a loss. While Gerald had said there is yet no plans for the site, it follows a pattern of sports facility land across Norwich being sold to developers. Bob Winter, captain of Cat and Bowls Club, which uses the ground, said he was disappointed about the closure, but had nothing but thanks for Gerald. "It is the same picture everywhere. No one is prioritising recreation. I wouldn't be surprised if in the time there aren't any outside bowling greens." Mr. Winter said the club did not know where it would play in the future.
Author Louis de Bernier will be reading from his latest novel in a Norwich bookshop next month. Mr. de Bernier, who lives in Norfolk, will be in Waterstones in Castle Street on September the 6th to read from his latest novel, Blue Dog. The award-winning author of Captain Corelli's Mandolin will be in the store from 7pm, and tickets are available by calling 01603 767 292.
Climate change could lead to hay fever misery for millions of people, a new report from the University of East Anglia experts has said. The report says the number of people suffering hay fever from ragweed pollen could double in just 35 years, and researchers believe climate change will be responsible for 2/3 of this increase. Higher ragweed pollen concentrations and a longer ragweed pollen season may also increase the severity of symptoms. Lead researcher Dr. Ian Lake from UEA's School of Environmental Sciences said, "Pollen allergy is a major public health problem globally. This is the first study to quantify what the consequences of climate change on pollen allergy may be. The team investigated the potential impact of climate change on ragweed plant distribution, plant productivity, pollen production and dispersal, and the resulting allergy impacts across Europe. They found the number of people affected by ragweed pollen is likely to increase in Europe from 33 to 37 million people as soon as 2050.
That's all on this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from
Brian Clark
and Alison Aplin. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news and 2 special features. The regular What's On feature from Margaret Thompson and an account of Norwich City's first few weeks back in the Championship.